I wanted to take the opportunity to update you on the situation as best as we understand it. There's not that much more information to share.
Our focus is now this is the voice of Rob Fyfe
to our personnel on board and understanding as best as we can what the status is in relation to those individuals. We don't have any further confirmed information. We have, just to remind people, four Air New Zealand personnel on board the aircraft.
I'm dialed into it.
A senior captain, two engineers based in Christchurch, and an engineer from Auckland. Their role was to go through the acceptance process and ensure the aircraft was all in good state before it was returned to Air New Zealand. All the ground checks on that aircraft had been completed, the maintenance had been completed, and it was on an acceptance flight. And the aircraft had been airborne for some time, approximately 2 hours, and was returning to Perpignan at the completion of that test flight when the accident occurred. And we have no further information as to why the accident occurred. As I reported earlier, at this stage we only have one report or confirmed report of one body having been retrieved. There's a number of other suggestions floating around in the media at the moment. We have not had that information relayed to us in a formal sense yet from search and rescue workers in Perpignan. Those activities continue underway. We have support teams with the families of the people we have on board the aircraft. Supporting them obviously at a very difficult time as we all await information
what the situation is.
I will be travelling up to Perpignan myself this evening with any of the families of our Air New Zealand people involved that wish to travel to Perpignan. My deputy, Norm Thompson, Deputy CEO, will be heading up to Perpignan on the first available flight, which will go out around midday. I've spoken with the Prime Minister, John Key, who's offered us the full support of the government and any of the resources that we want to draw on to assist us over the next few days as we look to establish exactly what's happened and the next steps from here. So that's as much as we're aware of. A very difficult situation, obviously, and especially so for those families that are now waiting to hear more information. I'm happy to take a few questions, and then our next update is likely to be at 3 o'clock, as you'll appreciate. We're now moving into kind of very late time in, over in Perpignan in Europe, and we'd expect to hear very little information through the early hours of the morning over there, hence the timing of our next update.
Well, could I cover New Zealand?
No, we can't confirm that. We're in dialogue with Search and Rescue at the moment, and Search and Rescue is still underway, and we're having discussions as to the viability of what can be achieved because the weather conditions are apparently quite atrocious, and that is hampering their efforts at the moment. No, the German crew were still in control of the aircraft, so the aircraft was still on the German Airlines register. The role of our team was to observe the performance of the aircraft and to validate that it met Air New Zealand operating standards and the return from lease requirements. So they were the operator of the aircraft and still in control of the aircraft. Yes, you always do. So what happens at the end of a lease period is the airline that has been operating the aircraft is required to return the aircraft to a certain state of maintenance, and then they have to demonstrate that it meets all Air New Zealand's criteria before we accept the aircraft back as one of our aircraft, and that's the process we were working through. I certainly haven't given up hope. As I say, we're in dialogue with search and rescue, and despite those reports, we still only have confirmation of one body being retrieved. I'm hopeful there still may be survivors. The early indications were that the plane and the debris were floating on the water, and I certainly haven't given up hope. Certainly there's some breakage of the aircraft, but there's the initial indications were that large parts of the aircraft were still intact. We haven't had any information of what communication occurred between the aircraft and the air traffic control authorities prior to the accident.
What kind of staff holding
up? Staff are really concerned. I think here at Air New Zealand, it is a really tight-knit team, and people are feeling, a real deep concern at the moment, and I've had endless calls offering support and people wanting to do anything they can to assist. So it's a very very difficult time, and when there's any possibility that some of our colleagues may have been hurt or injured or potentially killed, I mean that creates a lot of emotion. So it's a very difficult time. I haven't yet. We work through. We've got quite a bit of experience that we garner from other airlines in these situations of how to work through these the events. And so we have a specially trained staff, which we call our special assistance team. They've all gone through quite extensive training in terms of how to support the families. They are the first to physically make contact with the family and meet with the family and offer and provide any support. I will be contacting all the families during the course of the day, and then, as I say, I'll be travelling up to Perpignan with any families that wish to travel up to Perpignan later on this evening. It's really, I don't want to share any details at the moment out of respect to the families concerned until I have clear information of what the situation is with the people involved.
Well, these people you knew?
I've personally met one of these people. I'm certainly aware of all the names are familiar to me. The Airbus A320, we have 13 aircraft in total. So until you have more information, it's difficult, there's nothing to check as such. Airbus are sending a accident investigation team down from Toulouse as we speak. The French authorities will take responsibility for the accident investigation, and the first process in any accident investigation is to identify whether there is anything that causes concern for the rest of the operating fleet and whether that requires any further maintenance checks. We certainly have no indication to suggest that that's the case at this stage.
What's the level of cooperation you get from the French Search and Rescue Authority and the
So the level of cooperation is very good. We're working through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here in New Zealand. We're working through the embassy in France and the other government channels to ensure that we're kept up to date. We're in the process of sending our special assistance people across from the UK to Perpignan at the moment. So we'll have our general manager for Europe will be on the ground in Perpignan in the early hours of the morning there, and he'll become the key liaison point. It'll be easier for us once we have someone on the ground there. I think for now that's probably as much information as I can realistically share, and as I say, we'll do a further update at 3 o'clock this afternoon. No, absolutely nothing that we're aware of, and the aircraft would have gone through full checks, as I say, both by ourselves and from New Zealand CAA before this acceptance flight took place. So, exactly so, and that's part of this acceptance process, is going through all those maintenance records and making sure we're comfortable with those before the aircraft gets airborne. Yeah. Thank you.